Hello, this is Robbie Lee.
And Sam.
And welcome once again to Third Row from the Front. We are joined by Bane today, who's enjoying a bone. So, tonight's movie is American Fiction. And it's one of the films that's nominated for multiple Oscars. We actually saw this last weekend, but we hadn't gotten around to reviewing it yet. But the movie stars Jeffrey Wright as a writer, Thelonious, forgot his last name, but I think everyone calls him Monk because of Thelonious Monk, the famous jazz musician. But anyway, he's a very serious writer. He's also a professor. And so he writes books he writes things that are very academic, very highfalutin. And so he has a publisher, or he has a, I guess, an agent, or what is it? Yeah, I guess it's his book agent. And he can never quite get anyone to buy, any publisher to like buy his book, because as his agent tells him, they don't believe his writing is, quote, black enough. So he's frustrated by this. You know, he's like, what, you know, what do you mean? It's not black enough. I'm a black writer, so therefore it's black. It's black writing. But, you know, the agent's like, well, you know what they mean. And so one day he goes to like a reading from a successful writer played by Issa Rae. And her book is called Weeze Lives in the Ghetto, I think is what the title of the book is. And she reads from it, and it's very, I guess, stereotypical of black culture. It has all the slang. And so everyone's praising it, and everyone's like, oh my God, this is a great book. And the look on his face is one of like disbelief, like, okay, this is what y'all want. So at the same time, he has this family who's going through some stuff. You know, there's a tragedy that strikes, and his mother, it looks like she's in the early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's. And so it looks like he needs money. It looks like he's, you know, there's a lot, you know, things that need attention. One of them being his mom needing, more advanced medical care. And so then in frustration, he's like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to write one of these stupid books that everyone loves so much. And he writes it as kind of a joke, this kind of pandering book. He titles it My Pafology, Pafology, as kind of this angry response. And of course, lo and behold, it's a success. And so his agent says, you know, this is what the publishers want. This is, we have some interested buyers, you know. So then it takes off from there. And the movie's about him trying to deal with that new success on something that he wasn't even taken seriously and was actually like an angry response. So the movie deals with that. And of course him dealing with his family and a new love interest and so on, but we'll get more into it as we go along. But Sam, what did you think of American Fiction?
I liked it. I thought it was funny. I thought it was a good movie. It was kind of sad at parts too, but overall I thought it was really entertaining and really funny. Jeffrey Wright just does such a good job, first of all, and I love how he's dressed the whole movie. He dressed so nice. Like, I love his style. It was kind of sad with his mom, like you said, because, mm-hmm. like, for people who don't know, like, or don't go through that, I guess, having to take care of a parent or a family member that's, like, you know, getting older, can't take care of themselves, like, it's really hard. And it was just really funny how like the sister was telling him like, hey, mom's going crazy. She's going to need help soon. There's something wrong with her. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, he kind of blew her off. And then he had to start helping with the mom. And it like opened his eyes to like, oh shit. Like this stuff, like he was looking into retirement, like mm-hmm. Alzheimer's homes for her. And he was like, this is expensive. This is like $6,000 a month. And you know,
and that's not an exaggeration, by the way, because my mom is currently in that kind of facility, and that's almost it's a little over 6,000 actually a month. So
yeah, it's just so like to hear that, like I feel like that's the first time I've ever heard that being addressed in a movie, mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just so, like, relatable, first of all. And I feel like more people should know about that. Like, it's really hard to take care of family members, and it's expensive if there's no planning or anything.
I just run it because that's when his brother played by Sterling K. Brown. He's like, well, why are you putting her in such a nice one?
Like, yeah, he's like, she wasn't a good mom. Like, just get her the basic one. Why are you looking at the nice ones? So funny. It just reminds me of these people that hate on child-free people because they're like, they tell child-free people who are like parents or who think that people should have kids, they tell the child-free people, like, who's going to take care of you when you're older? Like, you know, no one's going to love you. No one's going to take care of you when you're older if you don't have kids. It's like, okay, first of all, that should not be a reason for you to bring another person into this world. That's a selfish reason to have someone just come and take care of you.
For insurance purposes.
Exactly. And two, just because you have kids doesn't mean they're going to take care of you. Like, it doesn't mean they're going to visit you. And it was just a good example in this movie of that. Like, because, you know, some of the siblings were helping to take care of the mom. And, you know, another one was just like, I don't care. Like, whatever. Just, he wanted nothing to do with it. And like you said, like, why are you giving her the nice stuff? You know? So I just thought, you know, that was really funny. And I've never really seen that in a movie, like brought up like that in a movie. So I like the way they did that. I love Sterling K. Brown. Like, I just think he's so cool and, like, hot, and he's a really good actor. So I thought he did a really good job in this movie too.
He plays, like you said, Jeffrey Wright's character's brother, and he's like newly gay, or you know, he's newly just came out, I guess, and so he's kind of what do you call it, catching up on lost time, I guess. He's like really living it up, the party scene and everything.
Yeah. But yeah, and then when Jeffrey Wright's character, it's just so funny. Like, I understand his frustration and where he was coming from, right? And then he wrote this book as a joke. And then what bothers me is that he didn't even read Issa Rae's book, you know? Like, he just heard her read that excerpt and just thought it was trash and just thought it was undeserving. And then when he was actually in a room with Issa Rae's character and they were talking about his book, anytime they were all in a group conversation, he always sided with Issa Rae. Like, they both pretty much had the same opinions on, you know, on the different topics that were coming up. And when they were talking about his book, she was saying, like, well, I think it was pandering. You know, I didn't really buy it. I didn't really care for it. You know, I didn't really like this book. And so he was kind of saying, like, yes, that's my point. Yes, that's the right reaction you're supposed to have to this. But then he kind of starts asking her, like, kind of comparing her book to his book. And she gets really upset. And she's like, well, did you even read my book? And he's like, well, no. And then she's like, well, I put a lot of hard work in my book. I put a lot of research into my book. And to me, I'm just like, a typical man, like, didn't even read the book and was hating on it and didn't understand, like, what she did for that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I like that they included that too, because at first, of course, you're on his side, right? You're like, oh, this, you know, you're rolling your eyes like he is. But then you start to realize, like, he, and this is brought up in the movie, like, he doesn't get along with most people because he has this very high opinion of himself. You know, he sees himself as like a genius or whatever. And others see him that way too. But that, I think, blocks him from enjoying anything or relating to anybody because automatically everything everyone else likes is trash and it's pop culture crap. So there's even a moment where the woman he's dating, played by Erica Alexander, who's awesome. She used to be in Girlfriends. I want to say. No. That was Tracy Ellis Ross. She was in Living Single. But anyway, she actually says that she liked the book. That book that Issa Rae's character wrote, and of course he gets furious that why would you read that trash and why would you think it's good or whatever. But again, like you said, didn't even bother to read it. But
right.
So yeah.
So you know, I like that because, like you said, like, you're pretty much on his side up until that point, until they make you realize as the viewer, like, oh yeah, you're just judging this book by its cover. You didn't read it and you're just comparing, you're just, like you said, like he just thinks he's higher than that, yeah. like better than that. Mm-hmm. And so it was really more about like his character mm-hmm. and how he handles situations and how he views himself in the world around everyone else. So I liked that. Yeah, so I thought it was a really good story. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. So
yeah, I really loved it too. I thought it was really funny. It has some very dark humor. Of course, you know, obviously dealing with race as well, race and how white people perceive, especially like white liberals, how they perceive what good black literature is. There's a lot of jokes about that, about we need to be listening to black people right now or black voices. And of course, there's a scene where they're literally not listening to the two black voices in the room who are telling them this is not a good book or whatever. So there's a lot of jokes like that, a lot of like kind of jokes on white people.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, there might be some, I guess, white people that would be take offense to this movie, but you know, what else is new? But yeah, I really liked it too. I'm very curious. I'm curious to read the actual book that it's based on, which is actually called Erasure. And I forgot the name of the author, but because I feel like that would be very meta itself, because it's a book about writing a book like this. And then I think in the book itself, there's like, I want to say it includes like the entire book that he writes, like within the book itself. So I don't know. It seems like it would be very, very, very meta, like I said. But anyway, yeah, everyone in this movie gives a great performance. It's really funny. It's really well done. And it was actually more, like you said, it was more, more about him and his family in, you know, a lot of time was dedicated to that, which I wasn't expecting, because I really thought it was just going to be about this whole concept of the book becoming popular, and it was about that for sure. But it was more about him and his life and how he dealt with that, and how he dealt with other people. Because again, he's such a smart guy that it's hard for him. He kind of almost looks down on everybody, you know, because he can't seem to connect, and that comes up a lot. Like, hey, you know, you can't connect with people like because you're a genius. But his mom even says that at one point. But and his relationship with his father, which apparently was everyone saw his father differently than he saw him. So there's a story about that as well. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Jeffrey Wright, he's always been a great. I feel like we're getting a lot of movies this year with actors that you've seen in so many movies, but they've never actually been like the star of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to see them actually be the face on the poster, the main character. Cause you see that also with Greta Lee in Past Lives. Like, you know, she's been in so many movies and shows, and you knew her face, but then now it's like, oh, she's like, you know, she's like the main star of this movie, you know, of her own movie. And so it's cool to see that this year. I feel like that's happening a lot.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, was there anything else you wanted to add about American Fiction?
No, that's not.
All right. I guess that wraps it up for American Fiction, which currently is only in theaters. It's also nominated for Best Picture. And I want to say Best Actor for both, for Jeffrey Wright, and then Best Supporting Actor for Sterling K. Brown. But be sure to follow us on Instagram at Third Row from the Front. Also, subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts, so you're sure to get our newest episode. And we'll talk to you next time on Third Row from the Front. Bye.